السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. My respected brothers, elders and sisters in Islam, blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously giving us the opportunity to perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah. This is one of the best salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a gift. There is a hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a person performs Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah and he leaves out until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel who follows him, carries a banner and say, this person is under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right through. The whole day, this angel will be carrying a banner saying that this person under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, Salatul Fajr, performing with Salatul, with Jama'ah, it's something that we get into the direct protection. Generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us, but there is a special protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant for those who are performing Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and our entire progeny among those who will continuously perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah, inshaAllah. My respected brothers, we are going through Suratul Fatiha and trying to connect that with the rest of the Qur'an. Yesterday, we went through Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, the first part of Iyyaka Na'budu. This is where the major, one of the main part of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you know the Sharia, what He has prescribed to us, is that our entire life is as an ibadah. So it is connected. The second part is isti'ana, seeking assistance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our dependability has to be only absolute dependability. Scholars explain this. There is a theological fiqhi perspective. Right? Can you seek assistance from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can you seek assistance from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you go this, scholar says, in general means, like you're sitting here, you want to get someone to give you that book, that is also a type of help. We are going, you're finding difficult, someone wants to give you a lift. These all different type of assistance. But what we're saying in this covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahd, that means our absolute dependability when it comes to help and assistance, wallah, it's only with you, isti'ana. That means our heart and mind should always say anything, that no one else in this world will be able to help me except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a very beautiful hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have taught us. If the entire humanity, everyone gather, and if they intend to help you and make benefit to you, they will never ever be able to benefit you or help you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have intended to you. If everyone gather, the entire creation gather, and they all plan, they plot against you or to harm you, Allahu Akbar, they will never be able to harm you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intend. So this is what we keep telling. After salam, one of the beautiful dua we say, we keep repeating it, but sometimes we don't internalize that. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. And tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. And then, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tait. Wallah, what you have given to me or what you have written for me, no one will be able to prevent that. No one will be able to block that away. What is written for me, my risk, definitely I will get it. Sometimes we say, oh, this guy crossed a deal, this guy did that for me. That's not written for you. If it's written, it will somehow come around, my dear brothers. You may think you lose out because we don't see the whole picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, if it's written for you, whatever happened, it will come to you. وَلَا مُعْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَعَتْ. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it away from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it away from you. And He has not written for you. It's not for you. The whole world, everyone gather, they can't do. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, we expect our total dependability, absolute. This is something very important. In between, we are in need of our spouse, we are in need of our children, family members, friends. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as human. We get their help, we get their assistance, it's fine. But when it comes to our mind and heart, we must say it's absolute dependability is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isti'ana. So Suratul Fatiha, we affirm this every time, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. How when it comes to ibadah, it's there's no, we don't worship anyone else. There's no even halfway, you know, it's not absolute ibadah. It's like completely. Ibadah, abdiyat, completely. We are not slave of anyone. Right? We're not a slave of anyone. We obey someone, we obey our parents, we obey, you know, our boss, we do that. But we don't worship. We obey the law. But do we worship? No, we don't worship. We don't worship. It's only abdiyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we do, it is based on the sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to us. So when it comes to this isti'ana, my respected brother, something very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that when we completely, we are, whether we accept it or not, we are weak, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need. Whenever you, sometimes you become very arrogant, you think I'm very powerful, but Allah knows that. You are weak. That power I gave you. The power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And the wealth Allah gave us. Everything He gave, He knows. He knows everything. But still what He loves, that we need to express that. We need to express that. We need to say, Ya Allah, anta ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. Ya Allah, you are ghani. You are independent, Ya Allah. You don't need anything. Wa nahnu al-fuqara. Ya Allah, we are fuqara. We are in need of every single thing. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's irada, cannot do. In Suratul Fatiha, we continuously what? Affirming that, and we are continuously reminding ourselves, and we keep. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Suratul Fatiha, when we are reading, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. Allah is saying, هذا بيني وبين عبدي. This is the covenant between me and my slave, Allah Akbar. He says that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that with proud. هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. It is between me and my slave. So we need to completely, and we need to teach our children as well. This is where when it comes to asking assistance, if we think it is only through this can happen, only through, yes, scholars have different opinion when it comes to your good deed, أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَ. You reach, you know, do a khatam, and based on that khatam, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawassul. Right? There is a difference of opinion when it comes to tawassul. Why a someone, or by the barakah of someone, there's difference of opinion. But even in that, if we think it is only because of that, it is happening. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need in between someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need. It's direct, you need to get it. There's difference of opinion with regard to the tawassul within the madahib, within the scholars. But everyone says, if someone think that I cannot without it, then there is a problem. You say, okay, this is, I'm a sin, I'm weak, I'm sin, but I have done some amal, a good deed, with the barakah of that. You give a charity, with the barakah of the charity. You do something good deed, with that good deed, makes it adding value. But that cannot become the deciding factor. That may be the fact which adds a little bit of value, that you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallah, I have done this for your sake, Ya Allah. If I have done this for you, Baida baraka ya Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we appeal to Him, we can directly appeal to Him. We can go to Him. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously reminding. Even in the stories of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, dependability, every prophet, dependability they express to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel, he was running away from Fir'aun, they got caught. Water in the front, behind the arm. What Musa alayhi salam? The people, Bani Israel said, oh Musa, you put us in trouble. You put us in trouble. We come. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? But Musa alayhi salam, he had so much of conviction and dependability in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said what? What did he say? Beautiful word. He says, what did he say? Who can help me out? What did he say? Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdi. What a beautiful thing. He said, indeed, ma'i with me who? My Rabb. Allah. He did not say, collectively because they didn't have so much of conviction. But Musa alayhi salam had so much of conviction. He said, "Inna, indeed, definitely, my Lord is with me and He will show me a way." Allahu Akbar. He will show me a way. My respected brothers, we need to have such firm conviction when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Sometimes we certain time, we have certain personal experiences in life. Allah is guide. What happened to me, I was traveling and late night traveling back. Family is behind in the vehicle, I was driving. I was a bit tired. But I had to be back in, 400 kilometers away or 350 kilometers away. I need to get back, took a small nap and I was driving. I read dua. I said, Allah, I need to be there. I read tawakkul, read dua and drove. Whenever I feel sleepy, I stop, I wash my face, drink something. This is how I was driving down. Halfway what happened, there's this place, I fell asleep, but I drove more than 40 kilometers. I didn't drive, Allah. Allah sent the angel protection. After 40 kilometers, I wake up, I was shocked. I stopped the vehicle, I was shocked. I didn't tell my wife, they were sleeping peacefully. Everybody's sleeping peacefully. I also slept. I had come 40 kilometers away. I can only remember the post 40 kilometers before, and then I remember I'm here. How? I was just, when I woke up, I said, how did I get here? People come up and say, you have that, you drove it, you have this DMR, you did it, everything. But end of the day, I was not conscious. Who did it? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. If you happen to be there, if Allah has written, it will happen. It's not a karama on my own or something. No, it's not a mu'jiza or karama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect if it has to happen. Qadr is something which what you can be how smart, whatever it is. That Qadr is the one which is protecting you. And your deeds and dua, dependability. You depend because I said, Allah, I need to get there. I'm tired. I'll try my best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. You give sadaqah, sadaqah to raddul bala. Back home, my mom always, when we go suffer, that is the habit. You give small sadaqah and go and suffer. Everyone does that. And sometimes when I do, even my mother does that. She have a child at home. She says, okay, he must get back home. Sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. But isti'ana in Allah. Isti'ana, asking assistant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected was our dependability. You think, oh, your vehicle is fine. Nothing going to happen. No. Anything could happen. Anything can happen. Last time when I came here, I was getting back, right? Got into, first day I went, I couldn't check in. The next second day I went, I checked in, everything is fine. The flight is not taking off. Suddenly I'm seated, I see smoke is coming out. Then the captain is announcing, everybody get off. Got off 2 hours. After 2 hours, they said, oh, nothing wrong with the flight. It is the vehicle which came to pump the fuel. There's something wrong with that. We are going, but we are reducing the crowd. And all the passengers, you have the right. Maybe you can take the refundable or the next available flight we will put you in. You need to make the choice. Just imagine. Everybody's fearing, right? Everybody's, most of them in the queue, they wanted money back. They wanted money back. We're not going in this flight. Me, I'm in two minds because if I don't go this flight, I'm going to miss another flight in Heathrow, UK. If I miss that flight, day after I have to be in north of Sri Lanka for opening of a masjid. They're waiting. I text them, I said, maybe I will delay 1 or 2 days. Can you get someone? No, we have put your name in the plaque. Everything is done. And those people said, don't worry, Sheikh, you do. You will come here because our entire village is making dua for you. I spoke to them. They said, no, our entire village is making dua. You should come for the opening of our masjid. In the north, for 30 years, there was war. People were displaced. Now people have moved back. After 2009, people are moving back. So they renovated the masjid, which was damaged by the war. And new masjid opening up. Right? Then I told the count, I said, I want to speak to the captain. Because I'm scared too. I'm human. What happened? This guy is saying there was smoke and all this. You go halfway, you're not there. But I depend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I prayed 2 rakat, spoke to the captain. Captain said, no worry, nothing, I'm flying. Right? And then I said, okay, make isti'ana, give small sadaqah. I told, trusted, you know, that everybody is making dua. If this is meant, it will happen. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, the captain said, anyway, I was late. It will make 1 hour delay if I'll miss anyhow the Heathrow flight. But he said, the next earliest flight we put you in. But you know Allah's work, I went and reached just 1 hour before my flight. Alhamdulillah. I made it. I went to that village. So everybody said, you know, we made dua for you. My respected brothers, we need dua of others and we need to seek isti'ana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think that everything is happening according to our plan. But alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, everything is happening according to Allah's plan. Everything is happening according to Allah's plan. So if you want to change the schedule, you have to talk to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to make adjustment, talk to Him. He has the best of planning. You know, He doing the best way of doing it possible. So my respected brothers, isti'ana is something that we cannot compromise in this. Remember, if we think it is only through this, only through that, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes very close with shirk, if you think. So we have to be very, very careful having isti'ana or dependability, anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our absolute dependability and seeking assistance, it has to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you tawfiq and understand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, because we totally depend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have renewed our covenant. Say, وَلِي عَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ. Now Allah says, now we keep reading it. For my slave, whatever he asks, I will grant him. Allahu Akbar. Every time when we read Surah Fatiha, Allah is responding. And then Allah Himself is teaching us what we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with that dua that is the the mother of all the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Surah Al-Fatiha. So let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq and hidayah to follow whatever we have learned. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.